So under here, I've got some Aldi version Oreos. I've got some chocolate chip cookies. I've got some apples. Thanks, John. And some other bits and pieces that we're going to get to later. But in recent weeks, we've been talking about holding two seeming opposing things at the same time. We've been talking about paradise and earth. Anger's been talking about holding the tension of negative energy, but calling to mind the positive stuff. And I wanted to keep talking about that. So we're going to play a game, first of all. So kids, I need you in the middle here, please, to play my game. You can be on your feet because you can do some running. Running, yes. So you'll be good at that, Oscar. Can you put that first slide up, please, Matthew? Okay, so basically the game is very simple. It's a bit like corners, but there's no corners. But you know, like in corners, you yell out a colour and you go to that place. Okay, so basically, I'm going to give you two things, okay? And if you think those things are separate, you have to run to that side. And if you think they go together, you have to go to that side. Okay? So let's start with an easy one. Toast and jam. Toast, jam. Where are you going? Toast, jam. Which side are you going? Toast, jam. Okay, we think toast, jam are together. Okay, fair dues. That's all right. Okay, come back to the middle. Yes, come and join in, Ola. Excellent. Okay. That's okay. I'm glad you did. Salt, pepper. Salt, pepper, salt, pepper. Evelyn's going that way. She knows what to do, look. So we think salt and pepper go together. What do you think, salt and pepper? Together? Yeah, okay. All right, come back. Come back. They might get a bit trickier as we go along. And then the Maggies.
No, it won't.
Left, right. Oh, you think left, right go together? How can you go left and right at the same time? You've decided they're separate now, are you? Left and right are separate. Because we've got both and. So is it left and right, or is it left or right? Oh, it's all right, it's fine. This is going right back to the middle. This is the whole point of the game. It means it's working. All right, what have we got now? Oh, here's a good one. Football, cricket. Can you do football and cricket at the same time? They go together. You could play cricket with the football. Okay, come back in the middle. That's great. We got some more. Here we go. This might be an easy one. Sleep, awake. Sleep, awake. How? Well, a horse stands up to be asleep, but he's still asleep. He's still asleep, though. If I did an MRI of his brain, he'd be asleep. Now you're spoiling my game, Dan, not your friend. Okay. All right, back to the middle. Back to the middle. Heaven, earth. Never mind watching them going, I wonder where they're going to go. You think about we as well. Okay, we're going together. Okay, that's fine. Back in the middle. Last one now. Right, wrong. In your brain, Dan, you can be right when you're wrong. I understand. It's okay. And you can be wrong when you're right. All right, I'll give you that. Okay, excellent. All right, go find a seat with somebody you came with for a minute. We're going to do some more talking, and then we're going to get onto our cookies and cheese and crackers and all sorts. Yeah, grab a drink and a snack if you need something to get you through. And then go find mummy or daddy or whoever else. Okay, we got John 1:1 there. So John chapter 1 verse 1 says this, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And when it says Word, it's speaking of Jesus. So right back at the very beginning, Jesus was not only with God, but he also was God. So Jesus was fully God, and you read that in Colossians 2, verse 9. Then we get to the next slide, which is further on in John chapter 1. Have you got it there, Matt? Oh, there we go. You've done it already. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. So Jesus, who was God, came down. Came down, and this divine expression of God took on flesh. So this man Jesus, who knew exactly what it was to be a man, was also fully God. That's what we learn from Philippians 2 as well, when it said he had the attributes of Father but chose to make himself nothing. So Jesus is the fullness of the Godhead, the fullness of divinity is a word we use to talk about God. But he was also fully human, just like you and me. Our problem is that our minds don't easily accept that fact. We don't easily in our mind accept the fact that a man like you and me could also be fully God, because we think it has to be 50-50 or 75-25. I nearly went 75-20 then. 75-25. But actually, somehow, in this incredible man called Jesus, he's 100% God and 100% man. And when we divide things up, like we did now, we were separating things, dividing things up. The big word for it is thinking dualistically, which means we divide and separate things into different groups or spaces. But if we come back to our game and think about these words, have you gotten them out? That we've been talking about. So paradise, earth, human, divine. We naturally kind of would go onto this side of the room and go, well, they're separate. Earth is not paradise, and paradise is not earth, and human and divine seem to be two different things. Even though we might know that in some way, shape, or form, we wouldn't quite manage to run that way, most of us, instinctively, I don't think. The question is, are those word pairs both and, or are they either or? Is it paradise and earth, or is it paradise or earth? Is it divine or human, or is it divine and human? And we struggle to naturally instinctively think of these word pairs as both and. So, give me some word pairs that go together. Think of two words that go together really well. Come on, anybody, give me some word pairs.
Fish and chips.
Fish and chips. Bittersweet. Go on, Oscar. Apples and pears as you're walking up the stairs. Dan. Ice cream sundae, yeah, very good, very good. I've got some ice cream as well, actually, Andrea. I forgot to tell you about the ice cream. Oh, well, I didn't freeze it, actually. But would you go get it out now, Sam, so it just cools a little bit? Yes, Leon, I'll come back to you now. Chalk and cheese. Chalk and cheese, excellent, very good. Any other word pairs we've got? Come on, Sharon, you're an English teacher. Word pairs, come on. We'll go to the seven-year-old first. Oscar.
Ice cream cupcakes.
Ice cream cupcakes, very good. Christmas cake and Wednesdaydale. You got brought up in a proper household, didn't you, sir? Eh? No fish and chips for you. Good lad. Go on, Dan. 2 seconds, Leon. Messi is a goat. Yeah, he's got horns. I know what it means, really. Go on, Leon. Oh, yeah, that could go together. Okay, last one, Oscar. And then Ollie, can I have one? Go on, Oscar. Go on, Ollie. Chocolate and fruit. Oh, nice one. Now here, why do you put those things together? They go together, but a lot of it is because you've been told they go together. And as we saw, if you were here last time, when Matt did the whole senses thing, a lot of the time you've been told they go together, so you think they go together. A lot of it is you've been culturally conditioned to believe those things go together. And a lot of us have been culturally conditioned to believe that paradise and earth are separate things. As in our church tradition and cultural conditioning. We've been conditioned to think that Jesus is Jesus and I'm me and I can never be like him and I'm not. There's nothing of divinity within me. I'm just fully human. There's this whole conditioning that goes on. And of course, we live in a culture that now is very good at dividing and separating and putting you in a camp. Everything about culture is about, you know, if you go back a few years, you were remain or leave. There was no middle. There was just these two camps. And if you look at American politics right now, you're either way over here or you're way over here, and you're either Gaza or Israel. Okay, well, how about being for people? How about being for people? There is a place we can be in the middle, but our society does not like that. You have to take a side. If you don't take a side, that's a disgraceful thing to do. So our thinking is very dualistic. We split things all the time. The incredible thing about Jesus is that he was perhaps the first non-dual thinker ever. You don't see Jesus being either or. He's nearly always both and. He didn't fit into any of the boxes created for the day, which is one of the reasons he attracted so much attention and so much opposition. He wasn't on anyone's side because he was on everyone's side. And even now he's not on anyone's side because he's on everyone's side. But the ability of our minds to become dualistic makes it really hard to grasp that he was divine and human. And if we find it hard to grasp that he's divine and human, it must be harder for us to believe that true. So next slide, and then we're almost going to get onto the goodies. If we are to be fully human, because we must embrace both our divinity and our humanity and come to terms with the tension. That will take, that doesn't happen easily. Because your mind, everything about our culture is that it's separate, it's distinct, you split it out. And to think in a way that goes beyond camps, that goes beyond division, that goes beyond separating people out, is completely countercultural. But it's exactly what Jesus did. And of course, that duality, that separating means most people think of themselves as a human being trying to be spiritual. But the reality of the Christian message is that Jesus was fully divine and then took on human flesh, which, as I've said before, is your journey too. Next one, Matt. This is Richard Rohr, who's a brilliant Catholic priest. The Christian revelation is that you are already spiritual in God. And your difficult but necessary task is to learn how to be human, as defined by Jesus. Jesus came to model the full integration for us, and in effect, told us divinity looked just like him, while he looked ordinarily human to everybody else. You were not trying to be spiritual, you're not trying to be God, you're trying to be human in the fullest sense of the word, as demonstrated by Jesus. But one of the reasons we find it super hard is because we've been taught to believe some things work together and some don't. So as we've said, when we say cheese and crackers, you go, yeah, great. But what if there was some food stuff that go together really well, but you've been conditioned to believe they don't go together really well? What if there were some things that might be absolutely wonderful? We'll see. But that is one of them, potentially. There's my ice cream. Thanks, Sam. So I have a few ingredients on my table. Oh, that's my tea, actually, there. I just put that there. Just made it while I prepared all this. All right, so who wants to get started on the tea a little bit early? For starters, we've got some cheese and crackers. Anybody want to? Oh, Matthew, come on. I know you are a cheese and crackers man. I like Matt because I go and he doesn't like chocolate. So I can take a big bar around. You know? Go on, there you go. You get in first before all the children. Excellent. Yep. There you go. Cheese and crackers. There you go. You go in like that. There you go. There you go. There you go. Anybody else bit cheese and crackers? Anybody? Ritz and cheddar? Oh, I've not got tons.
Thank you.
There you go. Can't take too many off here. Tell me off for sticking out stuff from little daisies. There you go. Bit of cheese and crackers. Mr. and Mrs. Moon, bit of cheese and crackers. Fancy? That's all right. Go for it, Leon. Excellent. There we go. All right. There's a bit of cheese, Mr. You finish up. No pickle. Sorry, not today. It's a bit picky, isn't it? Asking for pickle. Right, okay. Where are we going next? Oh, we're going to make a sandwich. Anybody want a sandwich? I'm excited to make a sandwich. You don't know what's in it yet?
No, I do.
I'd sit down first, decide whether you want it or not. Oh, hang on. Do you know what? Look, check me out. I brought sanitizer. I also brought it up because it reminds me to put it back on wall before I go home. Because it fell off. Come on, love. That's big brownie points, that. Come on. I even remembered to put it on as well, so that's double brownie points. Right, we're going to make a sandwich. Here we go. So, yeah. I thought we'd have a bit of butter. And a bit of sugar in a sandwich. Anybody want a butter and sugar sandwich? There we go, a bit of butter and sugar. Hang on. Well, Chase is up for a butter and sugar sandwich. Yeah, you might not sleep right well, could it? There we go, let's have a bit more bread with it. Anybody want to try a little bit of my butter? I'm going to have a bit, it's yummy. You want some?
Yeah.
I'm just going to give you a little bit, all right?
No, no, I am.
Have a go. Anybody else want a bit?
It's
actually really good. Nobody else fancies it. It's great. Nobody wants my butter and sugar sandwich, Seth. Butter and sugar sandwich? Really good. All right. I've got a better sandwich for you. Bit of tuna mayo. There we go. Look. Bit of tuna mayo. Now this. This I did not get off the internet like the rest of them. This is my own creation. So good. So good. So you get plenty of tuna mayo, some chocolate chip cookies. Have any of you tried it? Has anybody tried it? So what are you knocking it for then? You bunch of heathens. There we go. I'll get some cookies in that. Honestly, it's amazing. Bit of bread. You're up for this, Steve, aren't you? I can tell Steve's up for it. Good lad. Literally, I'm going to put some in my sandwiches for my tea. They're amazing. So good. Right. You're not allowed to take the cookie out, though. You have to eat it with it together. All right, mate. Mate, honestly, it's revolutionary. Yes. Go for it. Yes, Angela, yes. Yeah, look, you see? Yes, I'm starting a trend. I'll make another. All right, calm down. Oh, starting up a cafe here, flipping egg. What do you reckon? Steve? Yeah, you see? I'm so happy. You'd like some? All right, sweetie. Oh, I'm going to go, actually. Just come up there. I'll make you one. Just wait a sec. We've got pudding to come, yeah. We've got a few things to come. By the way, big thanks to Matt for this idea because he saved me last night. Because he had this brilliant idea doing this for the kids and I'm like, how the heck am I going to do either or both and with kids? Matt saved me. Right, where are we? Here we go. And then we'll try some more. So who wants some? You kids all want some? So seriously, Phil, what do you reckon? Angela, what do you reckon? It's all right, innit? You see, it's all right. Tori, yeah, Steve, you see? Well, I think they were in Midland. I was a kid. They were in Midland. It wasn't like last week.
Look what I did to me.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Just sit down somewhere with it now. Anybody else want to try it? Come on. Yes, Debs, they're good. Honestly, I'm telling you. Come on, babe. Come on. Oh, Seth's up for it. Come on, Seth. There you go. I'll go at that. All right. We can have some more later. Right. It's only confusing to your brain because you've been conditioned to think they don't go together. But if you're brave enough like you, unlike some of these other people, so go for it and go beyond your previous experience, Deborah. You can experience something brand new. All right, what we're doing next? Oh, I forgot, I'm getting too excited. Oh, salt and pepper apples. That's what we're doing next. Dessert. Where's my knife gone? Right. Anybody want a salt and pepper apple? All right, hang on a minute. You right, stay off the stage, please, kids, because this is an actual proper sharp knife. Good boy. Right, hang on a minute. Just get a nice bit of dressing on here. Whoa, whoa, wait, there's an art to this. Hang on. Whoa, 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 needs pepper on as well. Hang on a minute. Who's making this dish, you or me? Huh? Oh, there we go, there we go. Go for it. There we go, there we go. Anybody else want a bit of salt and pepper apple while we're here? Yes, go on, Sam. A bit of salt and pepper apple. There you go. He had proper flu, not man flu. What do we reckon to salt and pepper apple? What do we reckon? Salt and pepper. See, it's all right. All right. Okay, next. Aldi Oreos dipped in orange juice. All right. Yeah, go on, careful, might drip. Careful, careful. Eat it quick. Anybody else want to try one?
Me.
All right. Okay, but wait a minute. So drip everywhere. You'll have to eat it fast, okay? Why don't you eat that and come back and I'll save one for you. Promise. There you go. What do we reckon? And I've got one final bit of pudding to go with. That's going to be messy. There you go. Oh, don't worry. You got a sec? What do we reckon? I'm going to have a one. It's all right, that. That's really good. I'm going to have a little. Yeah, don't worry. I've got... Yeah, well, I'll try not to eat more, yeah. Don't worry. I'll save one for Oscar. All right. I've got one last one to try. When I've had my Oreo, because it's really nice. What? This is why you don't like working kitchen, love. We know. Oh, how am I going to serve it? I didn't think about that. No, we'll improvise, love. I'm doing this, not you. There you go, that's clean now. Right. Well, when you're right, you love, there'll be one. Right. Like that. Right. Actually, I've got a clean one here. I'll use this. All right, this is my last one, okay? Anybody want to try ice cream with a beautiful drizzle of olive oil? Actually, would you get me some teaspoons for you? Faye's just going to get some spoons, okay? Oscar, are you ready for your Oreo? You don't want one? Great, I'll have yours. Because they're amazing. Mm. All right. Who wants some of my ice cream and olive oil?
Me.
Oh, just on the green carpet. Good lad.
We're going to tell me everything
Look, fresh spoon every time.
Oscar, tell me if it's nice. Oscar, tell me if it's nice.
What do we reckon?
Nah.
I'm going to find some adults in a minute. That's Mimi. What do you reckon? What was that? That's Manto. Go sweet out. All right, come on. Who wants some of my ice cream with olive oil in it? Come on. Hang on, let me just...
Make sure it's well oiled.
Yeah. Come on, Steve. There we go. Ah, this is great. Fun.
I like ice cream.
What do you reckon? It's all right, isn't it? Come on, Steve.
Get a nice gulp of olive oil.
Get a good amount of olive oil. Be good for you. Anybody else desperate to have a try? Yes, I said I want to try. Oh, so excited when you get involved.
That's quite nice. I like pistachio ice cream.
See, it's not bad, you see. All right. Let me, having made an absolute mess and done a million and one things wrong. Okay. This is the point I wanted to take home with today. There are many things you've been conditioned to believe don't go together. It's not necessarily true. There are things that you have been taught even or believed for many years that definitely should be separate, but actually they can go well together. Perhaps Earth and Paradise do exist together. Perhaps humanity and divinity are both, and perhaps you and Jesus really can be one. Perhaps there is no separation of you and Jesus. And I want to finish with these words in John 17. I pray also for those who will believe in me, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. That they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. If you have got a mindset that it's all either or, that can never happen. But if you move towards a mindset that the things that you've previously thought were separated that can be together, it's more than possible that you can come to a whole new place of understanding that you and Jesus can actually be one and can actually be together. You are one with Father. You are one with Jesus. You are one with Holy Spirit. You are right now fully human and fully divine. You are living in paradise and you are living on the earth. That is all true, but we have to challenge this dualistic mind that wants to separate everything out all the time. Because a kingdom life is increasingly looking inwardly and looking outwardly. It's both and, it's not either or. Of course, there are times when it discerns about what's right and wrong, but it's much more inclusive than we've thought it really is in all its ways and forms. Amen.